This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 33, Troubleshooting Your Facebook Ads. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, Heart Hustlers? I am ridiculously excited for today's episode because I haven't done a solo episode in a while, and I've had a few people reach out and ask when the next one was coming, and it's coming today. So I'm really excited to dive into Facebook ads with you guys today. Now, as you guys know, I have a Facebook ads program, but I was really inspired to do more training on Facebook ads because in the last several months, we've done some big stuff over at Heart, Soul, and Hustle. And we brought on somebody that's helping us manage our ads. We did a Facebook ads challenge. We've actually done a couple of them. We've sold our program in a couple of different places. And there's just a ton of buzz right now in the Heart Hustler community about Facebook ads. So what I wanted to walk through today is my simple troubleshooting system. What I do when my ads aren't working to get them working again, or to get them working in the first place. Now, before we dive in, I want you to know if you head over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads, I've got a free Facebook ads that convert workbook waiting for you that's going to help you write your first or next high converting Facebook ad in as little as 15 minutes. Once you grab that free guide, you can use this troubleshooting episode to make sure that your ads are running at peak performance. So again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. And now we are going to dive into today's episode. So the first thing that I want to talk about before we really dive into the actual troubleshooting is understanding why your Facebook ads are not working. So there are a million different things that can be wrong. You know, it could be a bad image or bad copy, or it could be placement. There's all kinds of issues that your ads can have. And when you start to realize how many moving pieces there are with Facebook ads, it's really, really easy to get overwhelmed. Now, if you've been listening to me for any period of time, you know that I love to take complex systems and really simplify them down to an easy to understand system, because when we simplify things, it's easier to tackle them. And so I like to take all of these moving pieces that are Facebook ads, and I want you to realize there's really only three problems that you can have with your ads. Number one, they may not be delivering, okay? Number two, they might not be getting clicked. Or number three, they might not be converting. Other than that, there's really no other issues, right? Because either they're not delivering, they're not getting clicked, or they're not converting. That's it. There's only three steps in the process. People see the ad, they click the ad, they convert. So once we realize there's only three real problems that we can have, the next thing to realize is these problems are sequential. So your ads can't be getting clicked if they're not being delivered, and they can't convert if they're not being clicked. So we can actually work through these steps in order. So number one, is it delivering? Yes or no? If yes, then we say, is it being clicked? If yes, then we check if it's converting. If yes, then we have an ad that works. So let's dive into each of these individually. So number one, what do we do if our ads are not delivering? And let's just define what delivering means. So delivering means it's not actually being seen. So if you've ever run an ad where you're like, I budgeted $5 a day, but Facebook just won't spend my money. Ugh, that is frustrating. So the first thing to do is go into your ads manager or the power editor and make sure that you're running your ads as an auction. So I've seen this error sometimes with Facebook novices or people who are just getting started. Sometimes they set their bid as a manual price. Now, here's the thing. If you don't fully understand how manual bidding works, you really shouldn't be messing with it. Most people I know, even at a very, very high level, are still operating with auction-based bids. They're not doing manual bidding unless they're working with a really well-known or well-established advertising firm. So it's tempting to do a manual bid because we can put in a lower number, but in reality, doing an auction is what we want to do, and Facebook will automatically optimize it for the best cost. So first things first, check to make sure that you're running them as an auction. Now, if you are running it as an auction and you're still not getting delivered, the ad's not actually being seen, the second thing you want to do is make sure that you've chosen a large enough audience. Now, if you choose a really, really niche audience, like anything less than 50,000 people that your ad is running to, you may have issues getting that pushed out. We recommend that when you're running an ad to a page, you try to be targeting between 50,000 to a million people. And I know that that's a really wide range. Facebook is always updating. Sometimes it's a little more, sometimes it's a little less, but ultimately you want to be running it to at least 50,000 people. The only real exception to this is if you're in a super, super niche market or you're targeting your warm audiences. So people who are on your email list, people who like your page, people who have visited your website, those might be smaller than 50,000, but those are warm markets, so that's okay. If you're not delivering to a cold audience, this could be the problem. Okay, so let's imagine you're running it as an auction, you have a large enough audience. The third thing is make sure you're running multiple ads. So the way that Facebook works is there are a ton of different people running ads at the same time. There might just be too many people targeting the page that you want to run advertisements to. And what happens is you're just not up yet. You might be next in line or there might be a couple people before you, but Facebook just hasn't gotten to your ads yet. And that's why they're not running. So if you're only running ads to one place and that place isn't delivering, try setting up multiple ads, right? We recommend that you go to at least 10 different targets when you're setting up your ad. Now, I recommend that you do one campaign with multiple ad sets, but each ad set only has one page that you target. So for example, each of my ads is only targeting one person, Amy Porterfield, James Wedmore, Kimra Luna. I'm only targeting one person at a time, but I'm doing that over multiple ad sets. That way, if let's say Amy Porterfield's ad never starts running because her page is too bogged down with advertisements right now, at least my ads to James Wedmore and Kimra Luna will keep running. And if two ads are running and one ad isn't, I know that it's just a traffic and availability issue, and it's nothing that I've done from my advertising perspective, okay? And then finally, number four, if you're running multiple ads, you have a big enough audience, and you've set the auction, but none of your ads are delivering, then it's time to contact support. And you can go to facebook.com/business/resources, and we'll put that in the show notes that I'll give you guys a link to. But you can head over there and you can actually chat with Facebook and ask them why your ads aren't being delivered, because really anything outside of those is probably a very unique situation. And Facebook actually has a support feature that you can reach out to, and they'll give you some clarity as to why your ads might not be delivered. So just to recap, if your ads are not delivering, that's the first thing we want to check. Number one, make sure that you're running them as an auction. Number two, make sure that you've chosen a large enough audience that your ad can be pushed out. Number three, make sure that you're running multiple ads in case there's too much competition for the page that you want to target. And number four, if all else fails, contact the Facebook support directly. So now we're going to move on to the next issue you may be experiencing. So let's assume now we've got your ads delivering, but they are not getting clicked. This can be so frustrating. And the thing that I want you to keep in mind that I see a ton of time is that you want to make sure you're checking your link clicks if you're running your ads for conversions or to get people on your list or to get purchases of your product. There's actually two click statistics that Facebook tracks. One is called clicks all, and one is called clicks link. In this section, I'm going to be referring to link clicks when I talk about clicks. Facebook will track every click that happens on your ads, whether they like it, whether they comment, whether they react to it, whether they share it. They're going to count all of those. That anytime there's an interaction with that post, they will count it as a click. A link click means they've gone over to your website and made it to your landing page. That's what we want to be paying attention to. So first things first, check your click-through rate, which is also called a CTR. Now, a lot of newbies to Facebook ads, they go, I'm not getting a lot of clicks because they're only getting a 1-2% click-through rate. The reality is a 1.5% link click-through rate is really, really good. So check to make sure that you're actually not getting clicks. If you're under 1% link click, that to me is, okay, we need to address why you're not getting clicks. Also remember that you have multiple ads set up, so not every ad that you run is going to get more than 1.5% clicks, but at least 20% of them should be. Okay, so the most successful ads you're running, those should have a 1.5 plus conversion rate. Okay, so first things first, check to make sure that you're not actually getting clicks. The second thing I like to change out is my image. So I first want to swap out my images to see if something else might work better. Now, we don't want to have images that are outrageous or obnoxious or spammy, but if your images don't have high contrast and stand out, people might just not be stopping. Because think about how fast you scroll through your newsfeed when you're on your phone or you're on your desktop. I can go through like a bajillion posts in 10 seconds, it feels like. So if we're not getting them to stop, they might be seeing our ad, but we're not stopping them to click. So the first thing I like to swap out is my image. If you swap out your images and you're still not getting the results, then we move on to copy. And copy is simply the actual words on the ad, what the ad says. Now, whether you switch out the image or the copy, I recommend that you change it one at a time. Because if you change the image and the copy and the ad starts working or it continues to not work, we won't know which change affected that, whether it was the image or the copy. I personally start with the image, but you could start with the copy, okay? So it's totally a personal preference. Image and copy are totally interchangeable, all right? So the second thing is check the copy. Now, when you're writing copy for your ads, you want to think, does this address three core things? Number one, did I tell them what their pain point is that I'm solving, right? What are they going through that I'm solving? Now, you can't always address a pain point directly because of Facebook ad rules, but talk about the outcomes that you create, right? If you're doing weight loss, you can't say lose weight or weight loss, but you could say, you know, ready to fit back into that prom dress, right? That high school prom dress or your wedding dress or whatever. You could say that because that's the pain point. They want to fit back into what they used to wear. Second, does it speak directly to your client or your potential client in their language? So make sure that you're not using too much technical jargon. If your clients are saying things like, I'm tired all the time, and you say things like, you know, are you feeling exhausted and run down and worn out? But really, they would never say that. They're simply like, no, I'm not worn down. I'm just tired. I need more sleep. You know, you want to use their words and their verbiage to match them. So that's number two. And then number three, does it tell them why they should actually get your product and what they're opting in for, right? So again, we want to make sure that it's good copy that speaks directly to them in their language. It addresses a pain point and it tells them what they're opting in for. Okay. Now, if you checked your click-through rate and it's not where you want it, you've swapped out the image and that's not helping, you've changed the copy and that's not helping, then I would move on to new targeting. Now, I usually do targeting last because the way we recommend you set up Facebook ads is that you're testing 10 to 20 ad targets at a time. And again, a target is simply the page or the interest that you're running the ads to. But I recommend that you go in and you check your target. Now, again, we do that last because you should already be split testing your targeting from the jump. But if your copy's not working, your images aren't working, you're just not getting clicks, you might just be running it to the wrong people. And we see this a lot of times with people who are just getting started with Facebook ads. It takes a little bit of time to identify exactly who your market is, exactly who the influencers in your space are, what ads are going to convert best in the space that you're in. So again, if you get to this point and it's still not working, you may want to try some new targeting. Just to recap, we just moved past getting your ad delivered. We've got it delivered, but we're imagining you're still not getting clicks. So the four things that we do are, number one, we check to make sure the click-through rate is actually too low, and we check our link click-through rate. We want it to be 1 to 1.5% or higher. Anything less than 1% for at least some of the ads that we're running, and we need to move on to step two, image and or copy. So I personally like to swap out my image first and test that, and if that doesn't work, then I switch up the copy. But remember, your image and copy, you only want to change one thing at a time. So change the images and test it, or change the copy and test it, but one at a time. And then finally, if the images and the copy don't fix it, you might simply be targeting the wrong people. So the last thing you want to do is move on and check your targeting. Okay. So at this point, we've gone through the first two issues you might be having. Your ads aren't delivering, they're not getting clicked, and we've solved those. So now let's imagine your ad is being seen by tons of people. You're thrilled with the reach that you're getting. People are actually clicking over to your landing page, but now you've got a new problem. They're not actually converting. And when we say they're not converting, it means they're not taking the action that we really, really wanted them to take when they made it to that landing page. So number one, the first thing we want to do is make sure that our ad matches our landing page. And this is referred to by different companies in different ways. I love the way that Digital Marketer explains this. They call it an ad scent. Does it smell like it's still you? And basically what that means is, does everything match? Does it feel like the same company? So I want you to kind of imagine for a second one of your favorite companies that you love to shop with. It can be online, it can be in person, right? So one company that I can think of that I absolutely love is Amazon. And when I think of Amazon, I know exactly what I'm expecting. I know that they have that gold color and they have very distinct arrows and they have very distinct font and their logo, right? So if I was to see an ad in my newsfeed, I would know it's from Amazon. And when I click on that, it's going to take me to Amazon.com that will look like the ad. So when you're running your ads, is it very clear that it's you? Does the colors on the ad match the colors on the landing page? Make sure that if your ad is red, your landing page is red. If your ad is blue, is your landing page blue? Does the copy match? If you're giving away a free checklist, don't call it a workbook on the landing page. If you say something like, are you struggling with Facebook ad conversions? Don't take them to a page that talks about Google AdWords. These are really overdramatic examples, but the thing is, this happens all the time. And what we have to remember is that people are clicking so fast and they're moving so quickly through all of what they're consuming on the internet that they're not taking the time to really figure out where they are. They simply need quick, consistent reminders that they're in the right place. Another way that I like to explain this to people is people don't really know what your landing page looks like until they click on your ad, but they should end up somewhere where they feel like they are in the right place. So basically, they might not know what to expect, but when they get there, it should feel like that's exactly what they would have expected had they known what was there, okay? So again, color, copy, appearance, photos should really match up from the ad to the landing page to get the absolute best results. Now, number two, make sure that if you're going for opt-ins, that you are sending them to a landing page that has good copy and only a single opt-in. Now, everybody wants to know, like, what is a good conversion rate on your landing page? We like to say anything about 30 to 40% plus is good. 40% is kind of the gold standard. That's how many people you can expect if you really get everything just right. But make sure you're sending them to a landing page where the only option is to sign up if that's the goal of the ad. So a lot of times I see people who are just getting started. They might not be ready to invest in something like lead pages, and they're going to, you know, simply send them to their blog, right? They're going to send them to their blog where they have a sign up page. Well, that comes at a price, because when you land on a blog, you've got the navigation bar at the top. You might have a comment section. They might be able to click around your blog. When we get to a landing page, the goal should be there are only two options. They either opt in for what you're offering or they leave. And that might sound harsh, that might seem a little bit intense, but that's what allows you to get that really good conversion rate on the landing page. And remember, they clicked on your ad because of what you're offering on your landing page. So if we give them a million options, they're immediately overwhelmed. To give you another way to think about this, remember the last time that you went to go look something up online or even on Facebook? I've done this before, embarrassingly enough. You go to look something up online, maybe even on your phone, and suddenly you find yourself way out in cyberspace. You're not where you were supposed to be. You just had to look up that one quick thing, but yet here you are on Facebook 20 minutes later, scrolling through your newsfeed, clicking on stuff, reading pictures, commenting, sharing. That happens all the time. People are hyper distractible, especially in 2016. The average person right now, because of social media, has the attention span comparable of a goldfish, okay? We need to give them very limited options, all right? So lead in with a really strong landing page that smells like you, with your color, your image, your copy, and it only gives them the option to opt in. Then number three, if you've done that, if you've checked that your ad matches up, if you've worked on your landing page, finally, make sure that you have a good and relevant offer. Now, I'm going to spend a little time on this one because I frequently find that sometimes this is the underlying issue, is that people just don't have a good and irresistible opt-in offer. So first things first, remember that your opt-in, the amount of time that you put into it, does not directly relate to the number of opt-ins that you'll get. So I know people who have spent hours pouring into their freebie, making these amazing workbooks and worksheets and step-by-steps, and they end up with this 70-page ultimate guide to being the best ever. And the truth is, you know, that does not mean you're going to get a ton of opt-ins. You see, the key is that you want to give people really actionable, quick insight into whatever problems you solve. So at the beginning of this, I actually plugged a freebie on my Facebook ads that you can check out at heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads. And we've made it irresistible by doing several things. Number one, we've made it short, sweet, and to the point. It only takes 15 minutes to create your first high converting Facebook ad, right? We've made it something that people want. We know that most of our audience struggles with Facebook ad conversions because it takes time to learn it and it takes time to get it right. And most people come to us wanting to learn more about Facebook ads. So we address that head on. We also make sure that the copy on that page is good. We've worked on that and tweaked it over time. We consistently go back to it and check our copy to make sure that it's good. And number four, we make sure that it actually solves a problem and provides temporary relief, right? So if you have never written a Facebook ad before, or you've never gotten a Facebook ad to convert before, and within 15 minutes, we help you write and identify a really great way to set up your Facebook ads, even if your Facebook ads aren't converting yet, we've created this feeling of a small win. And so you really want to make sure that your opt-ins create and give people the opportunity for a small win. And they should be able to visualize that small win before they ever actually make it to the landing page. Because if they know that they're going to get a small win, it's going to be really irresistible. And then finally, make sure that it actually solves a problem your customers have. So one thing that you want to avoid are things like my top 10 tips for this, or 5 ways to get shredded, or 6 Facebook ad tricks nobody's telling you about, or my top 5 tips for growing your Instagram. Because here's the thing, when we say things like tips or tricks or questions, the first thing is it's 2016, people can just go Google that. So when people see tips or tricks, they ultimately equate this to things like BuzzFeed, where there's already these lists out there of my top 10 tips, right? We can go Google that and get it from a blog. So we wanna make sure that when we're giving tips or things like that, that we're using those as the framework maybe for content that's organically available. And then our opt-ins are things that are more problem-based, okay? So once you get all of those elements together, it really helps you have a more irresistible offer. And then finally, of course, make sure it's branded. Make sure that the colors in the opt-in match the colors on the landing page, match the colors in the ad. That branding consistency is super, super important to the success of your ads and your overall Facebook ad experience into sales in your business. So just to back up ever so slightly, if you get to this third step where your ads aren't converting, number one, make sure that your ad matches the landing page. This includes colors, images, and copy. People want to feel like they're ending up in the right place once they click. Number two, make sure that your landing page is a true landing page and has good copy. If you're sending them to a blog, you're really giving them the opportunity to get distracted and not have to take action on what you're offering. So we want to make sure that we shy away from sending people to things that aren't actual landing pages when our goal is to get more opt-ins. If you're simply running ads to get people to click to your website, it's a different story. And then finally, make sure that you have a really good freebie. Take a moment to actually look at your freebie. Does this solve a problem? Is this something that my audience is actually interested in? And have I actually seen the need for this offer in the marketplace? Make sure you shy away from things like your top 10 tips or 5 secret hacks. You really want to give people quick, concise, and actionable content that's going to create a quick win so that they're compelled by your content and excited to come back. So I just want to recap some of what we talked about because I really went through a ton of content here This is probably going to be one of those ones where you have to listen twice. I hope you're not mad at me. It's a little shorter than our other episodes, but it's packed with content. So let's just walk through troubleshooting your Facebook ads again. Number one, there's only three things that can be wrong with your Facebook ads when you really get down to brass tacks. Either they're not delivering, they're not being clicked, or they're not converting. And we want to work through those problems in that order. Because in order to have issues with conversions, we first have to get people clicking. In order to get people clicking, we first have to be delivering. So you start with your ads delivering. And if they're not delivering, you want to make sure that you've run them as an auction, that you have a large enough audience, and that you've run multiple ads. And if that fails, contact support, because Facebook, and especially the Power Editor, can be glitchy at times, and it's possible that you are having a unique problem. Once you get those ads delivering, if you're not getting the clicks, check your link click-through rate. If it's less than 1%, you do have a click problem and we need to work on that. However, if it's more than 1%, you might just be new to Facebook ads and struggling with a lower percentage. Then if people are still not clicking, check your image and your copy. Remember, only change one thing at a time, either the image or the copy, test it, and then you can check the other one. Finally, if you swap out the image and the copy and you're still not getting the results you want, then it's time to make sure our targeting is good. Finally, once we're getting clicks, if you're still not converting, make sure that your ad matches the landing page in color, image, and copy, that you have really great copy on that landing page, and it's an opt-in specific page. You're not sending them to a blog where they're going to get easily distracted. And finally, make sure that you've created a freebie that people are excited about and actually want to opt into. It's absolutely vital that you create a relevant offer that people want, or else it doesn't matter how good your ads are. It's just something they won't care about. So those are my steps to troubleshooting your Facebook ads. Again, re-listen as many times as you want. But if you want a quick recap of this entire episode, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/33. That's heartsoulhustle.com/33. And you can get a quick recap of the show notes there. I'll also have a link there to my free Facebook ads that convert workbook. So if you really loved this, you want to write a really high converting Facebook ad and have the tools to troubleshoot it, get your butt over to the show notes, download that free guide, and review the notes, because trust me, once you figure out how to troubleshoot your Facebook ads, the rest is gravy. It's all about getting results, reworking the system, and repeating. So with that, I will leave you. I cannot wait to see the results that you guys get with your Facebook ads, and we will be back next week with another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.